we don't have very much time. Okay. So the if anyone would like to join me in the Heart of the Perfection of Wisdom Sutra, it's on page 76 in the Essential Buddhist Prayer Book, and it goes all the way to the middle of page 81, because we would like to do the extensive dispelling of hindrances also. I prostrate to the Arya Triple Gem. Thus did I hear at one time the Bhagawan was dwelling on massive Vultures Mountain in Rajagriha, together with a great community of monks and a great community of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Bhagawan was absorbed in the concentration and the categories of phenomena called profound perception. So at that time, the bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara looked upon the very practice of the profound perfection and wisdom and beheld those five aggregates also as empty of inherent nature. Then through the power of Buddha, the Venerable Shariputra said this to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara. The son of the lineage train who wishes to practice the activity of the profound perfection of wisdom. He said that, and the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara said this to the Venerable Sharivadiputra. Shariputra, any son of the lineage or daughter of the lineage who wishes to practice the activity of the profound perfection of wisdom should look upon it like this, correctly and repeatedly beholding those five aggregates also as empty of inherent nature. Form is empty. Emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form is also not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, discrimination, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, likewise, all phenomena are emptiness without characteristic, unproduced, unceased, stainless, not without stain, not deficient, not fulfilled. Shariputra, therefore, in emptiness, there is no form, no feeling, no discrimination, no compositional factors, no consciousness. No eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind. No visual form, no sound, no odor, no taste, no object of touch, and no phenomenon. There is no eye element, and so on, up to and including no mind element, and no mental consciousness element. There is no ignorance, no extinction of ignorance, and so on, up to and including no aging and death, and no extinction of aging and death. Similarly, there is no suffering, origination, cessation, and path. There is no exalted wisdom, no attainment, and also no non-attainment. Shariputra, therefore, because there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and dwell in the perfection of wisdom, the mind without obscuration and without fear. Having completely passed beyond error, they reach the end point of nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times also manifestly completely awaken to unsurpassable complete enlightenment in reliance on the perfection of wisdom. Therefore, the mantra of the perfection of wisdom, the mantra of great knowledge, the unsurpassed mantra, the mantra equal to the unequaled, the mantra that thoroughly pacifies all suffering, should be known as truth since it is not false. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is declared, Te ata om gate gate para gate para sam gate bodhisoha. Shariputra, the bodhisattva mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom like that. Then the Bhagawan arose from that concentration and commended the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara, saying, well said, son of the lineage, it is like that, it is like that. One should practice the profound perfection of wisdom, just as you have indicated. Even the Tathagatas rejoice. The Bhagawan, having thus spoken, the Venerable Sharivadiputra, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara, and those surrounding in their entirety, along with the worlds of gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, were overjoyed and highly praised as spoken by the Bhagavan. This completes the Arya Bhagavati Prajna Parimita Hridaya Sutra. Now, extending the spelling of hindrances. I and all surrounding sentient beings go for refuge to the Buddha, go for refuge to the Dharma, go for refuge to the Sangha. We prostrate to the Great Mother Prajna Paramita, wisdom gone beyond, surrounded by all the children and by the assemblies of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of the Ten Directions. By depending on my prostrations to all of you, may these words of truth be actualized. In the past, the Deva King Indra dispelled the Maras, evil beings, by reflecting on the profound meaning of the wisdom gone beyond and reciting the profound words in daily recitation. In that same way, I also reflect on the profound meaning of the Great Mother Prajnaparamita and recite the profound words in daily recitation. May all diseases, spirit possessions, bad conditions, all the negative directions, that which happens due to past karma and immediate conditions, may all this be dispelled, may become non-existent, may be pacified. So when Geshe-la comes, we'll start on we'll say the seventh in prayer on page 27 in that gold book. And I believe Geshe-la said last time, the last class, that he would start on the fourth point, but he may, review the another point before that. So let's turn to page 27 in the Essential Buddhist Prayers book, and let's chant the seven limb prayer. Gosum gupe gone chatse lo nye sham yi tu chuti malubu tome ne sa ji tu sang che sha ke pa ge wa na la je yi rong ko wa ma tom ba du le ju ne no la che ki ko lo ko wa dang Da jen gen an jang chu jen po no. Now turn to page 97. And we'll chant the short mandala offering at the bottom of the page. Sa ji pe ki chu shi me to. Ta ri ra mi ji ni gen fa ri sang ge jin du mi de wu wa yi Manalakam Niryatayami
Sanjan
Chidon Soki Chonam La Janchu Bardu Dani Kapsuti Dagi Chenyan Kipesanangi Dola Penchu Sangir Tupasho
Sedan Soki Janam Da Jan Chubar Dudani Kapsuchi Dagi Chen Yipesanam Dola Senju Sanke Tuparsho Sedan Soki Janam Da Jan Chubar Dudani Kapsuchi Dagi Chen Yipesanam Dola Senju Sanke Tuparsho Oh yeah, good evening. Is this your first? I think not your first time. I recorded your face. Yeah, is it your first time? Oh yeah. So Friday night we have been been explaining about emptiness. One of the important piece of teachings, in Buddhism called emptiness. To cut the root of all the problems, according to Buddhism, the root of all the problem is like self-grasping mind. So, it's called, as a natural ignorance, or fundamental confusion. Grasping so tight on self, not much clear understanding what self, what is self, how you define self. So then you become not having clear understanding of self, then you become attached to that, then from there, then you become attached to my country, my tradition, my religion, my family, my friend, all of that. So then it leads to more and more confusion. So the learning emptiness will help you to how to identify mere self death level on aggregate, self the level, not like something concrete or solid, absolute, inherent, that's mistaken. Tamugashin Dala changes. Right from the beginning, you become attached to yourself, then from there, then you say, then all this, how the confusions, all the problems begin. So this goes round and round, like some kind of instrument that farmers use. They use to get the water to rice fields. Ancient time, they have like many bucket, huge round thing that made out of wooden kind of wheel. It goes round and round like that. So then, all the complications, all the problems, then goes round and like sicknesses, disease, aging, death, birth, all of that, it goes round and round. It never ceases. So unless you see emptiness, then you cut the root of that, cycle existence. Then that's where to cease. Otherwise, this cycle will never stop. It will just go round. Different forms, different types, that's very much based on our actions, our actions determine our next life. Our actions determine our next life. So then it's ongoing, life after life, like just go round and round. If we are truly seeking, liberations, so then it's important to understand how to cut the root of samsara. So therefore, teaching on emptiness is very, very important, extremely important to understand. It begins with identifying the object of negations, object of negations. Oh, that means inherent self, or that is the object of negations. Right now, you know, so like we do say, I am happy, I'm not happy, I'm this, I'm that, I'm not happy with my job, no, I have a fight with my friend, all of that. Whenever we say so many times, say I, but it's not really a clear idea. So especially, you know, if somebody is screaming at you, yelling at you, being very critical on you, then you say, how dare you can talk to me like that? At that moment, the I that we experience something independent, solid, absolute, which doesn't exist, but we don't analyze, we just, you know, bust into like anger or whatever, so we don't analyze. So they say that moment, we do experience solid, absolute, inherent, independent self, which doesn't exist at all, which does not exist. So that's what's been talking about, you know, all this Friday. So we've been talking about emptiness. So meditation began, of course, you can say, oh, everything's level, you know, everything's level. But meditation of emptiness does not begin like that. Meditation of emptiness must begin with self. Analyzing the experience of self is like aggregate, is like the continuation of aggregate, or is consciousness, is what? What it is. What do you call, like, concentration like illusions. Concentration like illusions, so. What is it? Jume things, you know. Nyamsha, Nangwata, Tony, you know. When you are meditating, deep meditation on emptiness or in emptiness? On emptiness. Do you see something? Yes, you see something. What do you see? You see emptiness. What it looks like clear space. Clear space, nothing. It doesn't look like flower, it doesn't look like object, it looks like clear, empty space. Empty space, so that's what it looks like. When you lay down on a nice day, you know, clear sky, when you lay down in the park, you look up, what do you see? You see space, clear space. That's all, you have seen nothing. That's all you see. That's how the clear sky looks like. That's what it exactly looks like, what you see. That's what it exactly looks like. That's called Nyamsha Namgatabhi Tonyi, Nyamsha Namgatabhi Tonyi, Nyamsha, meditative ego poise. Or meditating on emptiness which looks like clear space. Jado Jumatabhi Tonyi, then when you come out of that, So then the concentration like illusions, you know, everything like illusions. It's not illusions, it's like illusions. Everything is like illusions. So basically it's the reflection of the mind. So nature of that mind is empty. You could say it's the nature of mind, or you could say reflection of everything, all the conventional reality, you could say is nature of mind, or is reflection of mind. So nature of that mind is empty. It's empty. Nawa Sengirashi, Sen Tombe Rashi. So, it's the reflection of the mind, or reflection of the mind. Oh, it looks like moon. It looks like moon. Actually, that's not moon. It's the reflection of the moon. But it looks exactly like moon, but it's not the moon. It's the reflection of the moon. It looks exactly like face, but that's not the face. It's the reflection of the face. It's not the face. No, therefore, it is like illusion. So, it's like illusion. So, internal phenomena, external phenomena, chinachunams. Internal phenomena, external phenomena, jumamunams. Like illusion, like dreams. Not dream, not illusion, like illusions, like dreams. So, Tāngāyā sōnā dāzō chīchīndā māyās, dāzō dāzō nāyās. It looks in the, it lies in, dāzō chīchīndā māyās, dāzō chīchīndā māyās. The reflection of the moon in the clear lake, it looks like moon, but it's not moon, it's the reflection of the moon, so. Nāyā, dāmbā mīpā, tsūtō nā jūmētīndā sōpā chīchīndā, so. Bless me to able to actualize the concentration like illusions. That's what it is. There's one way to say it. Another way to say it is, no, everything right naturally, right from the beginning. It's not like after 1 year, 2 years. No, no. It's like naturally right from the beginning. All the interdependent things naturally right from the beginning. And then, is empty right from the naturally right from the beginning is empty of independent existence. So that's not how we see. We see something solid, independent, something serious. This is serious stuff. This is not like illusion. This is serious stuff, you know. Serious mind, serious stuff. The serious mind is probably supported by, you know, delusions, not like supported by compassion, loving kindness. It's like supported by delusions, you know. Right, naturally right from the beginning, all the interdependent objects naturally right from the beginning. I'm trying to explain why it's like illusions, why everything's like illusions. Because all of them naturally right from the beginning is empty of inherent existence, independent existence. But that's not how we see. We see it's like something concrete, serious, solid, no, independence. Therefore, it's like illusion. It's like illusions. No? It's not real. It's not what we see. It's not real. Exactly what we see is not real. It's just, you know, it's like illusion. So, but we start there. We can go beyond. Tejitene juma ga rajojene namba ne namba ya tenave digun juma shinsons. Piece of wood or piece of stone. It's just piece of stone. Reality is a piece of stone. But magicians did something, maybe use some mantra or did something, and you see elephant. It's not elephant. It's just piece of wood. What you see is elephant. There's trick. Illusion. There's illusion. There's trick or illusions. Magician also see elephants. Different between you and magicians. Magicians don't believe what he or she see. They know it's a piece of wood. But you believe. You believe what you see. So, all kind of emotion arise based on that object. Good to know, maybe all kind of opinions or comments. Oh, beautiful horse. Actually, it's not a horse. It's just a piece of wood. There's no horse, it's just a piece of wood. The difference between you and the magician also see whatever she or he created, and they see the same thing. But difference huge, big difference. They don't believe what they see. But you, audience, people in the audience, they believe what they see. They believe. So they freak out. They raise some people up from the ground, and they do all kinds of things, you know, like cutting their head or maybe putting the balls. Even in India, there's like some kind of circus. You go there, you know, so when you're a child, you're so really kind of like scared, all kinds of emotions arise. It's just illusions. But nobody knows this, which looks very much real. Therefore, everything's, you know, like illusions. That's called, if you start to see that, that's called concentration like illusions. So, naturally, right from the beginnings, they are empty of inherent existence. But that's not how we see. They are free from that, but that's not how we see. We see there's something independent, something solid. Therefore, it is like illusion. So, it's like magic. It's like magic. What you see is trick. What you don't see is real. Then, when you see the real, there's not much excitement. No, it's just illusion. Once you find out the truth behind magic, it's not much interesting. Therefore, there's nothing serious. Nothing as serious as we think is just like illusion, like dream. So all kind of emotion arise when you're dreaming, all kind of running, chasing by elephant, running. When you wake up, we just dream. So when we wake up from the fundamental confusion and ignorance, when we wake up from there, then everything is like that, Right now, everything is so solid, concrete, serious, because we are sleeping. Sleeping. Not really sleeping, but like that. So that's the what we have been talking about, last many Fridays, talking about emptiness. So that's like, so I thought it would be nice to introduce people here, number of people who show interest into emptiness. So then I thought maybe it's good to introduce them the right instructions. So then if they follow that instructions, more likely it will produce some results, because this instruction has been taught and thousands of years ago and been tested by great meditators and produce great results. Same instructions, see like this. Lama Tsongkhapa hold this. Shakyamuni Buddha hold the same object, give it to Lama Tsongkhapa, and give it to me, then give it to the person who holds that. There's different level of understanding, different level of knowledge, but the object is same. It's like a piece of stone. It's been passed down. What that means? That means same instructions, but the person who holds, there's different level of understanding or emptiness, or different like interests, different enthusiasm about, seeking liberation, all different, same piece of wood, same piece of stone passed down by here to, from here to there, same instruction. So then I thought it's very important me to introduce, the instructions that have been used by thousands of years, used by so many, great meditators, used and produced great results. So then you learn that. Then if you do meditation on emptiness based on that, so then more likely produce some result. So that meditation has like 4 points. It's called like 4-point analysis. First one is, as I mentioned before, like recognizing the object of negations, Object of object of negation. No, I want to learn repute. I want to learn something that's not, I cannot learn. I want to do something that I cannot do, I really want to do that. Something that I can do, I have not much interest. That's a joke. All right, repute. Repute. Oh, okay. So there's a fast point analysis. Just sit, relax, and analyze the experience of self. I am happy. I. What is that? Well, I was treated so unfairly at job, and somebody said, no, like, just cut me off from the road, and like, oh, this goes on and on and on and on. Just meditate. Analyze the experience of self. His body? What? Especially, no, unfortunately, most of the time, we just get very emotional if somebody criticizes you, and we don't analyze, no, we don't analyze. It's like, analyze. Nothing, according to emptiness teaching, nothing exists from its own side. It's just call. It's just call. It's call. I was called Gishigelek. I didn't become Gishigelek by my own. And somebody called me Gishigelek. Somebody Gishi, the title. When you finish the education, they give you a title called Gishi. Same like PhD, you don't give you a PhD. So when I was born, it's just baby. There's no name, no name. Then somebody called. Then after that, you become, you know, like that. The first point analysis to identifying the object of negation. So, means analyze your experience of self. I am so happy. No. I'm feeling sad. Like that. The analyze experience, you know, experience to identify object. First one. Then the second one is a little bit difficult to explain in title. So, because of the liberation palm of your hand, what it says. So I think we are about to finish the second one. I think, right?
No, you finished the third one also.
The third one too.
Yes.
Oh, so that's very good news. Not the last one. So then finish. You know?
In the liberation palm of the hand, the second point is determining the full set of possibilities.
So it's good to, you know, after the class is over, it's good to get together and discuss. In the monastery, we debate. Month-long debate, you know. We debate, go back and forth, back and forth. So here, you know, some kind of discussion, so it's good to to remember this four-point analysis by heart. When you meditate on emptiness, you don't need any books. You can do that anywhere. So now this question is the continuation of consciousness or dependent arising. Yeah, everything. In Buddhism, everything's dependent. No, there's nothing that's independent. Everything's dependent arising. Doesn't a dependent arising have a beginning? Nothing has beginning. Nothing. It's not just dependent arising. Nothing has beginning. So which one? Which thing has beginning? Which object has here beginning? Which object has beginning? Where did it begin? Where? Like how many years ago? Couple billion years ago. Where did it begin? But there's end, you know. Seed has no beginning. But there's end, if you burn, finish. That seed is gone. Now it's gone for good, you know. But when you try to trace that the beginning of the seed, where it come from, just pick one seed. Where it come from? Anybody knows? Huh? You can say it's a body from Whole Foods. Where the Whole Foods gets it from where? So then, you know, you can pinpoint, like, that from there, like, so, Sabe Tonda Yomi Mesebane Chindatus. I think one of Nagarjuna texts, seed has no beginning, it has end. If you burn, it's over. it's not going to continue now. It's a potential. It's not going to produce anything. It's just, it's gone now. Potential is gone. There, similarly, samsara has no beginning, but there's end. If you see emptiness, there'll be end. There's no more samsara. Samsara will end. No more samsara. So, yeah, it's hard to pinpoint. According to Buddhism, everything has no beginning. No beginning. So, no beginning. No. So that's the question here, they put it there. So that's my answer. So, may not satisfy you, but my answer is not my answer, but answer from the book, from the teachings. Not my, I just said it that. No, it's not my end. Oh. So we finished first point, second point, third point. We finished third point? Now we have fourth point. Oh.
Thank you. If you burn the seed, you say that it ends.
Mm.
What do you say about the ashes? Are they beginning? Are they the seed?
No, the ashes is now... Say corn seed, corn.
Uh-huh.
Corn. Yeah, corn. If you burn the seed, if you plant, there'll be no corn. So that is gone.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean it's going to be like disappeared. It's going to be something. It's going to be ashes. Then ashes is going to be something, something. It's never going to be nothingness. It's going to be something. But seed.
Mm-hmm.
That's gone.
So if we just think about the seed.
Yeah, it's not like what's going to be. No, it's going to be some kind of ashes. Then ashes will blow by wind. Then maybe a small particle like atoms become atoms. Then it becomes something, something. So like it never, it even the body, you know. It's like when you think about atoms, then it, but there's also no end. I don't think there's also end.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's no power. There's no, it's gone. There's no potential to produce something. That's gone.
So but concentrate on the seed, the idea of the
so
seed.
So then that potential begin, where it begin? I don't know.
Thank you.
You could say Native American. Where they found the seed? From where? So then that's everything. There could be this, you know, like used to be some trees, pepper. Made out of tree? Pepper made out of tree or what? You know, so that's pepper, the beginning, where it begins. Hard to say. You know. So this has to be specific, like book, seed, like specific. You know, then you don't think about after that. We are not saying that, oh, it's going to disappear. It's not going to disappear. It's going to be something, something. Atoms, you know, like that. Can you, so now I'm eager to finish the last one. Can you call it? So, Namula, the third point analysis is completely finished.
Yes, you said...
Right?
You said
it's completely finished?
Yes, you said next time we'll start on the fourth point.
Okay, so that means it's finished. Huh? So now, Nishiva, the third, fourth point. So, can you say the second point, third point in good English? Yeah, good English means your English is good English. So, my English is not good English. Can you say maybe the young gentleman, he can probably have some idea. Samula, can you say briefly, can you say?
Okay, so the first
I already explained the first point analysis, you know, the second and third is quite difficult, my English.
Okay, the second is determining the full set of possibilities. The third one is determining that they are not truly the same.
What you can do, maybe, you know, you don't need to buy the book, there's maybe in the library, you can rent or what? You can borrow the books, you know, then read in that section, you know, then you get some idea. So, because you know, we have limited amount of time, so if you are trying my broken English, probably it will take a long time. So, it's better to read, okay, if you are interested to read the book. Dhanesh was the fourth one analysis. How that was it called in, how it called in English?
Yeah. Rinpoche says determining that they are not truly different.
So here now the possibility between everything, generally speaking, everything, if anything that exists, it has to be one or more than one. Makes sense? That part doesn't make sense. It's cheap. This is one. This is two. There's no such a thing called this three. This is called three. This is just one. There's no, nothing, I don't know. number three is just, word. It's not really three. It's just number three. You call three. But actually there's three. There's one or three. Just three itself is one or three. No, just one, two, three for number. Two, is just two or just one? Yeah, itself. Two itself is two or is one? Huh? Two itself is one? Itself, itself is one or two? Huh? Number two. Now we are talking number one, number two. Huh? Number two is one thing. Yeah, exactly. One phenomena. Number is one phenomena. Number three is one phenomena. Oh. Number three is one phenomena. Number three is one phenomena. So when you say number, when you say three, how people think one or people think three? Do people think three phenomena or people think one phenomena? Three. So three doesn't exist for its own size, just level.
No, I mean, if you said there's three people in that room, we would think three people. We wouldn't think there's one unit. We wouldn't think, oh, the word three is one phenomenon, but there's three.
If somebody asks how many, you don't necessarily say how many people, you just say how many. So I say three. Is there one phenomenon or there three phenomena?
Rarely would
one human phenomenon.
It's just not going to.
Quantity of three. There's one phenomenon that is a quantity of three.
Yeah, so we say organizing an event. Yeah. Organizing an event, special events, then preparing to organize like the planning of a lunch. That's all the sense. How many people? Is it 100? Is there one phenomenon or there's 100 phenomena?
You have to feed them.
If it's one phenomenon, then it's not that complicated organized lunch. That is one phenomenon. I'm just joking. Not joking, so it's kind of funny. So therefore, it's like illusion. It's kind of funny. So you know, when you see emptiness, everything's kind of funny. You know, everything's kind of funny. So nothing serious. Kind of.
Oh, I was just going to say that the numbers are concepts. So each number is one concept.
Mm.
But it's descriptive of phenomena. Mm. So
I need some money. I say, how many dollars? Is it two? You give one phenomena or two phenomena?
The drivers, when you say drivers, it's multiple. When you say two, it's a singular concept.
Yeah.
Which would be singular.
It's like, you know, like
$1,000 is not the same as the phenomenon of $5,000.
Yeah, so that's...
I know.
Right, but you're talking about money as a concept, so you're not talking, but when you enunciate it, then, yeah, so yeah.
Yeah, another question is like, I always told them, you know, like, do you eat round bread? Round bread? Do you eat round bread? Round bread. Do you eat round pizza? Pizza is usually round. Do you eat round pizza? Huh?
I eat round bread whenever I can.
Round bread. Mm. Do you eat sheep? Sheep. Do you eat sheep? Huh? Do you eat round bread? Do you eat? No, no. The question is, do you eat round bread? Round bread, then shape, or is shape or is what? Mm. So you know, there's because the manasas, they debate everything, like they debate. You know, so sometimes it can kind of make hard to answer. You know, like round is shape. You know, so how you can eat shape? You know, you can devils can eat shape. So then, sometimes you end up saying, "Oh, I don't eat round bread." That's not true. Yes, because every morning you get round bread. You don't get flat bread, square bread. You get round bread. So then don't you get every morning the puja round bread? What to say? So if you don't say that, they give to each one of them, they give one. So in the days when you debate, you know, and the very beginning, when you debate, that's how they start, you know, the color and all of that. You know. So anyway, it's interesting. So, why are we talking? See how you say, like, in anything that exists, it has to be one or more than one. Does it make sense? That's generally speaking. So then, anything that inherently exists, it has to be one or more than one. So now, self, you think, oh, self exists independently, it's not exist dependent on body. So, in that case, you are saying, then now the question rises, oh, your inherent aggregate or inherent self, are they one or different? Not just existing, inherent existence. Self and inherent existence aggregate, are they one? If they are one, that's going to be unseparable. Unseparable? How is it?
Inseparable.
Inseparable. That's true, that's not right. So then there will be five self, because there are five aggregates. One self is hard to take care of. So if there's five of them, then it's going to be a nightmare. So that's clear. So then if it's different, it's going to be like this and flower. There's no relationship at all. There's no relationship. It's like horse and cow. It's going to be like that. That's not the case. Because when your hand hurt, you say, I'm hurt. You know, my hand hurt, you know. Or I'm not feeling good. Means you have headache, stomachache, whatever, like that. So there's clearly there's relationship. So that's the fourth point analysis. So now, first of all, self do exist independently. So now your question is, does self exist independently, one with aggregate or different with aggregate? Second point, analysis. First, try to analyze the feeling of the experience of self. If the conclusion of self exists independently. So now the second analysis based on the questions, that self, you think it's independent exists, do that it exists one with aggregate or different with aggregate? If it's one with aggregate, it's going to be inseparable. Why? Because it's inherent, it's not dependent on cause and condition, it's just inherent. That's exactly what happened. So that's not that easy. Independent means not dependent. Independently, one with aggregate or different with aggregate. So there's second point. One with aggregate, then there's a lot of argument. Logically, there's a lot of argument you need to answer. There's a lot of argument. how is it, argument or debate. You need to answer. So then now say, oh, no, maybe I see all kind of problems now when we debate. So maybe I'll say it's different. I'm not going to say one, it's going to be different. So now different means totally no relationship at all. So then there's all kind of, there's all kind of logical problems that you have to, debate you have to answer. So now that's the fourth point analysis. Okay, well, it's difficult, emptiness is very, very difficult subject, it's not easy. So, anybody remember the stanza before Heart Sutra? Somebody remember? I already explained, so somebody found a stanza before you recite Heart Sutra. Masamji Meshara Parashi, Majin Megan Namu Mun. No? If you have, can you read loudly that everybody can hear? Masam Jime. Yeah.
Homage to the mother of the victors of the three times, to the perfection of wisdom beyond thought and expression.
Beyond thought and expression. Beyond thought and expression. You can express exactly the way you see, you experience, you can express beyond thought and,
expression.
Ma sam jime is called ma sam jime. You can talk exactly the way experience. You can talk. That's what's called ma sam jime. Ma sam jime beyond thought and expression. Expression.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's why it's difficult. You know, it's difficult. Huh? But, when you meditate, use this for analysis, you meditate, you get closer, huh? Okay? So now the fourth point, last point. Nishiba denbe turan ngeba za, teda, chikta ngeba la teni panin dada pumbo ni yanshin tube padel ue mido nyana. So now you say, these two things has to be different, It's not one. There's all kind of problems. It's not one. It has to be different. So now that's your conclusion. And if you think like that, chitta ngeba la teni tani da da pumbo ni da, self, pumbo, aggregate, ni rang shi ji tupe tate le vim du ni, these two are now has to be inherently different. That's the only way. There's nothing other options, If you think like that, o na teta na rang shi ji tate za tu na tsa shi si da ni ni wa le ma le shi ni teba ma yin de se. Shini yina le meba sung yu ri na sung du ne che sung che ba ta si na Pupanga is quoting clear wisdom. That's text, title of the text called Clear Wisdom, composed by Nagarjuna, one of the Indian master. He said, Ralu langsum le, ralu nibu losu karve shuldu, lang disi tinju ye batar. For example, you say you have sheep, and you have goat, animal. And you have cow, the tree cow. So you take out sheep, you take out, goat, then you can still pinpoint, this is cow. You can pinpoint, this is cow. Raluk lang sum le, ralu ni lo so kawe, shudu lang ti tinju yabatar, suk so duje, namje de, nabo reje ne sawe shudu, dinga wa shi pungo de jami ji gundu ju gaba zame wangis. Just set aside the body, physical body, just set aside. If self and the aggregate, the five aggregate are inherently different, so now you need to set aside form aggregate, this physical body. Sujipumbu, feeling, set that aside. Then what is the discrimination aggregate? Discrimination aggregate, that's set aside. Dushyanda, Oh, this is a problem. Oh, this is good. Oh, this is not good. Oh, this is too small. No, so then the fourth one. Yeah, composition failure doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. Tibetan is called Dijie. Dijie, you know, like, such as, you know, like, such as day, month, week, year. It's not form, it's not consciousness. So then that's called compositional factor, compositional factors, no? Like impermanent, you know, like that. This is called compositional factor. So here, body, this physical, this form aggregate, feeling, all the feeling, everything that, you know, they kind of call, oh, this is the parable, this is coming like that. You know. Dujjhas, of self, you could also say self. Self is also a compensation factor. So then you set aside, that like sheep and goat. You set aside, these are like, you just have sheep and goat. So these are like, for example, like that, you know. You set the aside, put it here. From where you get, put it there. Feeling, put it there. Discrimination, put it there. Then composition factor, put it there. Then consciousness, mind, put it there. Where self, there's no self. Where self. If they are inherently different, you have to be able to point, oh, now this is self. Like, same like goat, sheep, now this is cow. Like that. Can you pinpoint now? That's the first problem. So, if you say they are inherently different, so then you separate all aggregate, then pinpoint where self. No. Even heart, just if you just set aside your aggregate there, where self, where John, where Gishgalek, pinpoint. So that means they are not inherently different. There are some relationship between aggregate and self. Doesn't mean self aggregate from aggregate is self. It's not self, you know. So, because your hand dig something. Actually, your hand is the one who dig. And you say, oh, I dig. But actually, your hand is the one who dig. Then you say, I dig. You know, so your hand is the one who plant. Then you say, I plant the tree. But actually the hand plant the tree. Not. So then, you know, it's the hand, it's not you. But you can still say, I planted. You can still say, I planted. It's actually the hand, you know, take whatever that. And I pulled, the hand pulled. Not. No, you can say, I pulled that. But you know, actually the hand is the one who pulled it, so you can pull. like that. No, there's many things. Then, you know, the first problem here, like this, no? Pumbunga, the rest of the thing, how is it? Pumbunga, the damage, you go, bala, the dog is never does. If you're saying that independently different, then you can still pinpoint yourself without relying on aggregate. But that's the first argument. Somehow you need to answer. You know, so then that's the first argument, okay, to remember. Then, Kalde Pumbo Namle, She Pumbo Sini, member, she was Da Pumbo, Dala Pumbo, Dala Pumbo, Dijuzin, the Sini, Tinjis of Midemba, don't you? Pumbo, La Chagana, Junior, Dala Chagana is Mijuan. Then you can say there's no relation, or you can say, oh, I walk out. You can say walk out because it's different, because that's inherently different. You cannot say, oh, I did a lot of walk out. That's your body's walk out. Then you can say that, you know. cannot say, oh, I went to one round, Shri Lake, one round. So, because there's no relationship between your body and yourself. You can say, I go one round. So the clear indicate there's a relationship. Yeah, so no, like I'm sick. Basically, the body is, you know, like unwell. So I'm sick, you know, so and all of that, you know, so like the, I have stomach ache, I have a headache, you know, all of that, you know, so then there will be no headache because there will be no head, no head, no headache, there is no body. Pungbola chega na chi chung yang dala chega na chi su mi chung wach. Pungbola penne chi dala penne chi, somebody know, pinch you, say, you can't say, ow, oh, you cannot say, because, oh, I'm, has it, I was pinched. Because they have no relationship, you know, it's like, they, you can say that. So that's the second argument. Pungbola penne chi dala neba neba chi was a jinye tanya to madang gawatans. It goes against day-to-day life reality, so they go there. Pumbu may be shila, now we never do a juwaza, pumbu may be shila. Then you can say, oh, this is me, because you don't have to have aggregate. You don't have to have aggregate, no? You don't have to have aggregate. You can say, oh, this is me. Oh, yeah. So no aggregate. So then, no, you end up, you, why don't you can say, oh, this is me. Why don't? Because, you know, for self and the aggregate, there's no relationship. Why don't you can say, oh, this is me? You know, this is me. Do you like this? This is me. You know, so, no sense. Like that, no? Oh. Pumbu mi vishi la ngao nyabu juwa juwa tanzi, lechepa chisa. All the marriage that you created by saying something nice, you know, thinking something nice, doing something good, it's been waste. There's no relationship, this has been waste, there's no relationship. Lechepa chisa was, lema chepa the chepa juwa. You will experience the result, something that the karma has never been created. There's no relationship, you know. So then you can say random accident, all kind of things happen. You know, really, because there's no relationship, you know. So you do something good, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, it's just waste. You do something negative, doesn't matter. It doesn't, because there's no relationship. These are the number of arguments that you need to answer in order to stay firm with your view, or self and aggregate, their intent is different. You are still holding on that, but you have to know how to support that assertions. So that's your assertions. Or you used to be, oh, I thought they're one. So there's all kind of arguments that I just let it go. That assertion, that's not, I can't stick with that. So now I change my mind. I think it's different. So now they say, oh, now it's not all the problem. Now it's not different. So then you go back to square one. Square one. So you say, now, oh, self does not exist independently. So I need to do something there. Otherwise, there's all this ripple of argument that, you know, that doesn't make sense. Oh. Now you say 100% self and aggregate, they are not inherently different. That's 100%. Now I understood that. That's 100% they are not inherently different. So 100% they are not independently one. I say 100% they are not one, independently one. That means inseparable. There's a lot of problems. So now, what's the problem? Problem is now, need to go back to square one. No, again, no. So then, you find mere self. No, not some mere self. Mere self, depending on aggregate, mere self. No? myself. That is the illustrations of self based on Pasangika system. Illustration of self.
You want a question?
You can ask hundreds of questions.
Just to kind of be a troublemaker. The feeling that, okay...
Yeah, emptiness teaching, we do need troublemakers, more troublemakers.
Start. The argument, you know, when people are making the argument that the self is inherently the same as the aggregates, I get the arguments that dispute that. But isn't there an argument that instead of saying it's inseparable with each aggregate, couldn't it be said that it's inseparable with the collection? Because the way that you dispute that argument is, then we would have five selves. But what if somebody said, the self is inseparable with the collection?
Inseparable with the collection?
The collection of aggregates instead of the... Because before, the way to argue against that thought is, then there would be five selves. But what if somebody said, no, I'm saying that the self is the same as the collection. So it wouldn't be five, it would be one united with that collection.
How's about chariot? Chariot?
Mm-hmm. Chariot, yeah.
Collection of chariot, is that the chariot?
Oh yeah, we've had this discussion before.
Yeah, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can check parts, you can check the same, like car. Collection of the car is car. Then if you take all the wheel out, if you take all the steering wheel, everything out,
right.
Put it together there, anybody see cars or they see junk?
Yeah, but see, though, so it doesn't, the collection has to, it doesn't, you know, the collection...
It's hard to do on self, but you know, like,
mm-hmm.
collection of self, if you know, like, that's like, see, the Vasika system, Sauspantika systems, mind-only systems, they have different illustration of self.
Mm-hmm.
The Vibhasika say, there's a aggregate, five aggregate. Like normal people, they say, when you think about yourself, when you look at your mirror, then you say, I'm looking at myself. How well I dress? Do it look good? All of that, no? That, all of that. All of the makeup thing. Yeah, so then Vibhasika say, aggregate, that's self. You know, like, not bad, but you know, needs to improve, little bit improved. Then they say, collection of, that sounds much better, collection of, you know, aggregate, or some problems. Or maybe not, maybe continuation of collection, maybe that sounds better. They say, no, then maybe consciousness, that's not better. Then, no, but then finally, mere self. Merely level on aggregate, that's what self is. Merely level on aggregate. So that makes sense?
Yeah.
But you already know, so you're asking questions for other people's behalf.
No, I mean, I know it, but it's always something that I think, because you could also say those collection of things that make up the car, unless they function as a car, they're just a pile of a broken car, but when they're in the right order and they function as a car, that collection then can...
They don't have cars. So they didn't use cars. They just use chariot. Chariot?
Chariot, yeah.
They have no cars. No, they didn't use limousine. There's no limousine. So chariot. So, and also... Self is hard to separate. You can, like, the object is easy to put it together, pieces together.
So the mere self and the merely labeled self, would you say that's the same thing?
Yeah, mere self, not some, or merely labeled self, the same. The mere cuts,
mm-hmm.
or cuts is not inherent.
Mm-hmm.
It's just label. It's just label, you know, it's just label.
Is it correct to say, like, mere means, like, it's all relative? So the self that's relative to the aggregates, the self that's as you were saying, it's all dependent.
All dependent, yeah.
So dependent or relative to.
Yeah, relative, yeah, dependent. So, you know, it's like, as I said, no, it's, there's so much in the world you can say. There's so much in the world you can say. When it's come down, emptiness, you know, there's a very limited word that you can say. But when you start to meditate, you know, so experience you can really describe. You can really describe, you know. So you can say like what it looks like. It looks like space, empty space. That's what it looks like. Are you seeing something? Yeah, you are seeing something. What it looks like, it looks like clear space. So therefore, you know, like clear light. You know, clear light. In the Vajrayana teaching, clear light basically, you know, means that there's like subject clear light, there's like wisdom realized emptiness, there's object clear light, usually refers to emptiness. Sometimes people, there's clear light, it's not like this clear light, no. Sometimes people get confused, clear light, versus, you know, ray, light of ray, versus, the Tibetan word versus means ray of light, versus, vessel, you know, lama vessel, that's like clear light, vessel, that's clear light, versus, then you meditate, you visualize, ray of light, you know, ray of light, different colors of ray of light, the emanates from the object, so, you know, then dissolve into your body, that's called ray of light. Called Veser, Vesal, there's clear light. So then there's mother clear light, there's child clear light. Mother clear light, you know, so there's something that everybody experiences, you know, time of death, everybody experiences that. Something that when all the consciousness can dissolve, in the end, something like, there's like mother, because sometimes called mother clear light, this is natural, you know. So then child clear light, there's something that you meditate on emptiness, then you try to meditate on emptiness, then you try to introduce, oh, this is your mother, what does she looks like, you know, wear this cloth, that cloth. Next time when you see, oh, this is my mother. So then it's time of death, then you recognize that. So then it's, then you mix the child clear light, mother clear light together. Then it's, you recognize, oh, that's how I've been thinking all through this life. I've been thinking. Now, here it comes. You know, then instantaneously liberated. Instantaneously liberated, you know, from samsara. You know? But there's naturally everybody, all being experienced that. You know? So after, you know, there's 25 things that dissolve, then after that, you know, that experience of that. You know? So now you are 100% convinced self and aggregate, they are not independently different. So now you are convinced. So theta gaja nebe nangzo tela nangzo te shela shaba mashuva manes so mashuva manes. So now kind of, you kind of figure it out. Oh, that's how independent experience self, that's how I experience that self, that's totally independent, absolute, concrete, inherent. So keep that in your mind. Then based on that, then you use those second analysis, third analysis, fourth analysis. You can use those analysis. Then you prove, basically, in the end you are saying, oh, death does not exist at all. The self does not exist at all. And the death is object of negations. Then you recognize, that's a big deal. That's the real deal. In America, that's how you say it's a real deal. That's how you say real deal. That's what I said last Wednesday night. No, Wednesday night. There is no, just recognizing object of negation. That's very, very successful. That's amazing. That is really amazing. Now you figure it out. Oh, this is the object. No, not me, you know, I have to eat. If you negate yourself, who's going to clean the room? Who's going to pay the bill? So they finally figure it out, you know. So then you use the second point analysis, third point analysis, fourth point analysis, then you are 100% convinced conclusions that does not exist at all. So that's why all the problems coming from that mistaken view, coming from that. So now Mike is missing the flower. So when you get close to the flower, it doesn't make noise. Pena dosa lumba ni le meba shikdu. Dosa lumba ni le meba shikdu. Palang pawana. Lumba chimi do shibi chikdu. What is it in the liberation palm of your hand? After that, Gaja was
Penal.
So, you know, like the way of using language, you know, kind of changed a little bit, you know, after generation after generations. Certain words they use, now nobody uses them. You don't understand what it really means, you know. So a lot of them is here, a lot of them, even in Tibetan. Or some of them are from Texas. Their accent is kind of different accents. So that's like that, you know. Then Tibet also have different dialogue. Dialect. Yeah, different dialect. You know? So it's very much based on the author, you know, sometimes. One time, there's one of the Mongolian Gishi, you know, like very famous. He was graduated in Tibet, you know, he was a Mongolian monk. And he came to monastery, he's giving some initiation, Haigyo initiation. I even could not understand one word he was saying. He said, "Arang, arang, arang, arang." It's a really thick accent, so I just hear sound. Arang, 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 arang. So then, everybody's trying very hard. You know, he's very well qualified teacher. Trying very hard, and only he hears dang, dang, dang. So the very awesome. Then only the word I hear is like the Mahayana mantra. Then I hear that. That's not Tibetan word. It's the Sanskrit word. Everybody pronounces pretty much the same. Otherwise, most of just like then could not stop laughing. You know, so there's not good to laugh. Not just me. Everybody's laughing because. Could not figure out what he's saying, and he's there very serious. You know, that's like you know, saying then when he's right, you know, the certain word come there, you know. Understanding person whose reading is not deep enough, so I don't understand. So this one here, so it's not that difficult, but it's not that. But I couldn't figure out. Pena dosa lumba ni le neba shituza. What is? See, I was wondering what they translate in English. Say there's true town to go. Did you see something like that?
I'm sorry, two?
True town or village. True town.
Two towns?
Or village to go. Example, that's a for example. after the fourth, right after when we finish the fourth point and all the last arguments?
They talk about, there are two valleys, and
yeah,
you've lost a bowl.
Yeah, two valleys. Yeah, two beautiful valleys. So two valleys. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, that's one, two valleys. Then here, all the Pena Dosa Lumba is, here is a village, there's a valley. Maybe author likes to say about valley.
Should I read the whole paragraph?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thus, while recalling the way in which the thing you have determined to be the object of refutation appears to you, examine this object by means of the above arguments, that it is neither the same as nor different from the aggregates. The sort of conviction you gain which totally refutes these two is illustrated as follows. Suppose only one track connects two valleys and you have lost a bull or a cow. The mere word...
lost what?
A bull or a cow. The mere words, there is no bull in this valley, would not satisfy you, and you should seek the bull throughout the two valleys. Your heart is set on the thing you seek, but if you cannot find it, an involuntary feeling of there never having been a bull will arise within you.
Does that make sense? Oh, good. So then I don't need to read that part. So, palang, so long. So I was, got confused between the spelling, long. Could be, could be lifted up, could be lifted up, lifted up, or Tibetan word. Lang could mean, cow or bull. So there were different spelling. That's how you figure it out. Even though they sound exactly the same, based on the spelling, then you know which one's talking about bull or cow and which one's talking about, So it's very possible that, that this spelling's mistake, very possible this spelling's mistake here. Lung usually means, lift it up. So that's exactly here says lung. So then I thought, lung. So how you can lift it up? How is it? Lift it up? If somebody falls down, you lift it up. How you can lose that? Doesn't make sense, lost in stand up or lifting up. That's good, huh? Then, lungbani remember she the palang porwanas. Yeah, por means no lost. Lumba 10 meters, shape. Lumba 10 meters, shape. 6 on the mashaba. So, rang lumba, niji, punda part of the sun. Then, pa mania, pana saji, pa yila shabate, midunya mahangi tewatach. Oh, Mandulaji, she, you, nashede. So now, Samuel, can you please continue to read a little bit? So now all the time is over.
Okay. The eye is the subject of your clinging at an eye through instinctive grasping. But you have...
Yes, well, maybe we stop now. So everybody look for cow. Chapel Hill, Durham, Raleigh, just two. We have three towns, not just two. We have three valleys. So we stop here. So... Maybe one more class, then
okay.
This will be last class on metism and entism. That last one more Friday, then we'll finish. Okay. So then, please, get together, then discuss, and make sure. Even the benefit of having a group discuss. If you remember the 4-point analysis by heart, by saying back and forth, that's very good. So that's what. And you don't need to open every time you need to meet on empty, you don't need to open the books. You remember by heart 4-point analysis. So that's the more powerful purification practice. But like still need to create merit. Need to create a lot of merit, So without merit, repeatedly said, seeing emptiness in this heart, so then a lot of people there. Conclusion will be nihilism, that nothing exists, there's one extreme view. So, meditation on emptiness needs to be supported by merit, virtuous deed, merit. so I need to create my image. Yeah, oh, thank you. Then, Ramala, dedication.
Please turn to page.
I will stop your.
Oh, thank you, Geshe. Page 263, the final Lam Rim dedication. Lam Rim Mun Lam Shukso. 263. From my two collections, vast estate that I have amassed from working with effort at this practice for a great length of time, may I become the chief leading Buddha for all those whose mind whose eye is blinded by ignorance. Even if I do not reach this state, may I be held in your loving compassion for all lives, Manjushri. May I find the best of completed greatest paths of the teachings in my disease, all Buddhas by my practice, using skillful means drawn by the strong force of compassion. May I clear the darkness from the minds of all beings, the points of the path as I have discerned them. May I uphold Buddha's teachings for a very long time, with my heart going out with great compassion, in whatever direction the most precious teachings have not yet spread, or once spread have declined. May I reveal this treasure of happiness and aid. May the minds of those who wish for liberation be granted bondage seed, and the Buddha seeds be nourished for a long time, by even this great of path to enlightenment completed, due to the wondrous virtuous conduct of the Buddhas and their sons. May all human and non-human beings eliminate adversity and create conducive conditions for practicing the excellent path, never be parted in any of their lives from the purest path praised by the Buddhas. When someone makes effort to act in accordance with the tenfold Mahayana virtuous practices, may he always be assisted by the mighty ones and may oceans of prosperity spread everywhere. Then turn to page 244, 245, Kanirawe korwe shinkamde pendande wa maluju wene chere siwa tenzi yasoyi chape site bardu tenju chi jonu iye nada wang shotu awatare tenbara zopa lo sangye we deton de felcho chastu gengyu lama so wa de Tu su chan jin jang gen ge wei Ten xin kyong ge wei Kun su dok po tse Chok sum kur wei mun tu du Pa dok so du je Gen du shab ten shok Om tare tu re so ha. 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 Om tare tu re so ha.
Yeah, thank you very much. Have a wonderful night.